I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I have been drinking beer for the past hour. I'm a little tipsy. The podcast has been going a little weird lately. I think we may move it to every other week, if for no other reason than my back's been fucked up. It kind of sucks. I pinched a nerve. I have legitimate sciatica now. So I get to take lots of time to do stretches and exercises to try and strengthen my back, and it's time-consuming and it sucks, and occasionally I have pain in my leg that feels like somebody's stabbing me with a knife. I am officially an old man. That being said, the band I am in played our second show ever on Sunday night. I got pretty tipsy and then sobered up enough to get on stage. Not even on stage, behind the microphone. It's not a stage. It's a carpeted area where the drum kit sits, and I screamed into a microphone for 15 minutes, and that was the show. Yay! It was so much fun. I highly recommend everybody join a band. In the meantime, though, I'm in front of this microphone. So, I'm going to play music for you. We're going to start it out with, I found some stuff in various clearance bins around the area this past week or two, and I'm going to share it with you. The first set is a full length from the Sinister Six from Seattle, featuring Doug White of the Glory Holes. This is the Sinister Six from their full length on Empty Records, entitled Out of Sight. This song is Kill You Tonight.
Take my knife, stick it in your head.
from their one and only full-length on Yeah, It's Rock Records. That was the Valentine Killers with Devil's Night. That is a self-titled full-length. It is available on CD and LP. You can find it cheaply through most music things. I picked my copy up for 50 cents. Totally worth it. Actually worth more. I've got video of them playing at the replay somewhere from a video zine entitled Svoboda. This guy, Steve Stursy, used to put out. Fantastic. One of those, like, you don't see a lot of those things anymore. It's like the idea of a video zine is kind of novel. It's just, you know, somebody would go shoot things and shows and then compile the best of all of it into, like, a half-hour or 45-minute thing that you would watch, and it would be awesome and show you things that you didn't know existed. And now that sort of thing has been replaced by YouTube. And even YouTube doesn't even do that. So, you know, somebody needs to start doing television shows like that. Before that, Weirdos did Solitary Confinement from Weird World Volume 1 on Frontier Records. That song can also be found on the Danger House Records Volume 1 comp. Also on Frontier Records. Weirdos, L.A. punk band, late 70s, early 80s, most famous for recording We Got the Neutron Bomb. They were odd. That's the best way to put it. And we start everything off with Seattle's The Sinister Six doing Kill You Tonight from their Out of Sight, exclamation point, LP on Empty Records. And let's get back into this whole L.A. punk thing, shall we? From their complete discography, or nearly complete discography, Dills, 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 this is the Dills with Class War.
Teenage Dominic, teenage Dominic, teenage Dominic. think I know, but I can't go for fear we might be crashing. I think I lost, but then I found the key to lifetime running. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I found my way, oh yes, I will. Sure, our sun is burning. I think I know, but I can't go for fear we might be crashing. I think I lost, but then I found the key to lifetime learning. I'll find my way, oh yes I will, sure as the sun is burning. The days have passed, nights have gone. Be careful of the dangers of we're flying in a rainstorm. We're running in the night.
We posted that song on the Rockstar Journalist blog earlier this week. It is from the first release on the Hozak Archival series. That is Fury, featuring Sonny Vincent of the Testers. And that song is called Flying. It is the A-side to a forthcoming 7-inch single, which I am eagerly awaiting. I like the fact that Hozak is getting into the sort of archival stuff, like Cheap Rewards and Windian and Last Laugh. And I like the fact that they're putting out stuff that's just damn near impossible to find. I mean, there's some rare stuff, but I think it would be even better if more labels put out stuff that never really saw, you know, like really proper release. Eh, before that, the Stuck-Ups did Teenage Zombie Knockout from Human Doll Express. That's on Sympathy for the Record Industry. If you read reviews of that, like, evidently one of the members of that band was married to Billy Childish at some point, and they're considered fashion core and starfuckers. And that's always interesting, and that's why reading reviews of things on Amazon sometimes can be quite entertaining. And we started everything off with the Dills doing Class War from Dills, Dills, Dills. Again, another track that can be found on the Frontier Records release, Danger House Records, Volume 1. That was me drinking a beer on the mic. What am I drinking? I am drinking Storm Chaser IPA from Free State Brewing Company. It is wonderful. It is excellent. It is a wonderful, wonderful summer beer. And I am trying to get this done very quickly because I want to go play kickball in about 45 minutes. So we're going to see how fast I can get this knock out. I finally picked up another copy of MXPX live album at the show about 50 cents. It's a best of. It's really well recorded. They knock out all the songs really well. And I think especially the way the crowd responds on this track is just fantastic. From their live at the show CD. This is MXPX with Middle Name.
Where's my middle name? where does your long with long time. Wish I never let you. Wish I could forget you and what you said. You're the reckoning of place of me. Well, I should walk away. I could easily never hear what you say. I'm not your robot or your slave. Yeah, I won't behave. I'm not your toy. Go on, go. Bury me with self-righteousness. So I confess, just a boy. Why won't you forgive me when I tell you the things that I say? I'll still tell you tomorrow. Where does your I wish I could forget you and what you said. You're reckoning a place to be. Well, I should walk away. I could easily never hear what you say. Three, and you're gonna do it, all right? We'll be right back.
from their B-Sides and Rarities compilation Shattered. That was the Exploding Hearts with Making Teenage Faces. That's available on Dirtnap. I'm sure, I've told the story of what happened to the Exploding Hearts and how it's tragic and terrible and all of that. And the fact that they only, everything that they ever recorded has already been released. That's it. There's nothing more. And the fact that the band that the one surviving member went into, the Nice Boys, are fucking horrible. I'm sorry. Wanted to like them, but Jesus Christ, they're not good. And that's all I'll say. Let's be happy the Exploding Hearts left us what they did, and be glad of that. Before that, the Bouncing Souls did Argyle from Maniacal Laughter, famously sampled by POS. That just blows my mind that there's a hip hop artist sampling the Bouncing Souls. It just fucking blows my mind. Weird. And we started everything off with MXPX doing Middle Name from their Live at the Show record. Now, the Bouncing Souls. Interesting fact. Today, this week, Ray Bradbury died. I had a chance to see Ray Bradbury speak at the Lead Center here in Lawrence when I was 17 years old and a freshman at KU. I worked at the Lead Center, which is where he spoke. It was on a Friday night. I was stage crew. I was supposed to work that show. I was going to be backstage. I would get to meet Ray Bradbury and speak with him and shake his hand and all of that fun stuff. And I instead chose to go see the Pie Tasters and the Bouncing Souls and Limp. Now, was that a smart decision? Probably not. At the time, it seemed like the best use of my time. I really enjoyed the show. It was a lot of fun. Was it a once-in-a-lifetime experience, like getting to see Ray Bradbury speak? No. I saw the Bouncing Souls and Limp several other times. So that's that. And that is my Ray Bradbury story. And talked at the beginning of the show about how my band busted open. The band for which I yell, not my band, they're not my band. As a matter of fact, it is their band and I joined them. We played a show at the place where we practice on Sunday night, and it was a lot of fun. We played with Triple Crossed from Minneapolis, and they were great, and you should go see them. They feature their front guy is also the front guy for Mauled to Death. Two more different bands I could not imagine. But we did a kind of cover of this song, and hopefully it will get better as we go along, and I learn not to space everything out so much. From their Flip Your Wig album, this is Husker Du with Divide and Conquer.
We divided up all the land. We got states and cities. Cities have their neighborhoods and more self-destruction. Their countries divided by wall, ocean and latitude. In longitude, longing to find out just what they're missing. Why? There's lots of area codes and nine digit zip codes. Secret decoder ring code. Artery shopping, not a hoe. Well, I miss some new computers. Link up the global village. Get AP, UPI workers to tell everybody news, news. Thank you.
their forthcoming single on In the Red Records, yet another thing we posted on the Rockstar Journalist blog this week. You can find that at mouthbreathers.bandcamp.com. That is Mouthbreathers with Die Alone from the forthcoming single of the same name on In the Red Records. Good song. It's a long song, but man, it builds. It totally rocks. Which is why I paired it with the Bloody Gears' Tragic Mistake from their Frozen Rain single on Grave Mistake. Now, That Frozen Rain single, holy shit. The A-side, Frozen Rain, it's kind of gloomy, kind of factory-type stuff. But the vocal delivery has that sort of, like, Wax Trax meets Murder City Devils thing. The B-sides, like Tragic Mistake, totally contrast with the Frozen Rain A-side. And, definitely a band I need to check out more. And we started everything off with Husker Du doing Divide and Conquer from Flip Your Wig. I am not very familiar with that album. That is about the only song I know off of it. I am a terrible punk rock fan, and I apologize to each and everybody out there. We have one set left, and we're going to play a bunch of, well, two new songs that have shown up in my inbox, and one sort of cover song to finish it off. From their new EP, let's say EP, the Black Album, available now as a download and stream on Bandcamp, as well as from their website, due out on vinyl later this summer. This is Campaign with Breaking Bones.
I woke up late in life this morning. Give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get a magic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The shores.
The stars.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
We neighbors, we are there.
From Show and Tell, a stormy remembrance of TV themes featuring punk bands doing wonderful, wonderful covers of various TV themes from across the world, including Murphy's Law doing Zoom, and my personal favorite, not quite personal favorite, but definitely the most interesting, the Dickies doing Secret Agent Man. That was the Meat Men doing the Green Acres theme. Before that, Best Practices did Devona from the EPLP. Definitely an interesting band. I've seen them described as sort of garage meets hardcore. I would say they sound like the Bronx. If you want to talk about like an influence or something like that, they sound like the Bronx. That's what they sound like. It's very good, but I mean, they're obviously very influenced by that sort of style. And we started everything off with Campaign doing Breaking Bones from the Black Album, which is available from itlikestoparty.com as a download. And you can also stream it from their Bandcamp as well. And that is this week's show. God damn it. If I can get paid for my freelance gig, I swear to Christ I will get my turntable fixed and start throwing on some new music. Because it's piling up, and I really want to share some of this shit with you. I have a Mr. T Experience album staring at me right now, sitting on top of the turntable, so I will get it for you. The Thing That Ate Larry Livermore is coming in the mail. The Tor Johnson 10th anniversary single is coming in the mail. That Lemuria Surprise 12-inch will be here in August. I need to get the turntable fixed. If you would like to donate, you can email donations to scottjester@yahoo.com via PayPal, and I will gladly thank you on this program. In the meantime, that's the show. Thanks for downloading. Remember, tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels they need to send me stuff. You can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m., let's say every other Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at rockstarjournalist.com. I blog obsessively on Twitter at NuthousePunks. And until next week, folks, thanks for downloading.